Jonas!
We're now in Sing Sing. Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Ah, craziness.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's a late show with Big JD and Lippo.
I thought that was with David Letterman.
Our new show time is 11:12 Sunday mornings. That's Eastern Standard Time.
That's Eastern Standard Time.
So if anybody's confused or you tried listening to the show early, like at 11 o'clock, you know, you have to check the time zones.
It's like...
It's not our fault.
No, it's like Newfoundland. They have... They're half an hour ahead of everybody.
It's not me running behind. It's not the train that stopped me on the way to the studio this morning.
It's
not us. It's the new cans Lippo's wearing.
Sennheiser.
Those are the recent ones that you... Are those the ones you got at the Apple store?
Yeah, they're Jonas's.
Okay, how are they? Have you listened to them with the iPod and everything?
Yeah, they're the best headphones in the house.
Good.
For sure. They sound nice. Oh, bummer. Sorry.
Did you hear that?
I'm hearing lots of stuff upstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I don't know whether it's being picked up here or not, but maybe someone will let us know. And you're signed into the Yahoo Messenger, Yahoo MSN. Anybody that would like to get a hold of us now at Showtime?
Yep. We got DJ DeBees and Vivian's on as well.
Username?
DJ Amy.
The Jabbercast. DJ Amy's on? That's got to be a mistake.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah. I knew that. You looking at an old screen there from somewhere? You got to clean out a cache somewhere?
Yeah. No, it just says she appears to be offline. No big deal.
As usual.
So, but how are you feeling these days, Big JD?
I'm good. Shoulders rough.
Still rough.
Oh, yeah.
That's not... Did you go for your six-hour thing?
I did.
I didn't hear the results
of that. That was all about what I might like to do with the rest of my life.
And nothing to do with assessment?
It was assessment on
your life.
Career. And I said, I don't want to do anything.
Oh.
That's the whole point of this. No. But that's what it was about.
DJ Amy says you're a bugger.
So she is listening.
I guess so.
Got to watch what you say around here.
Well, it says it appears she used to be offline, but now it's saying, tell him he's a bugger.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's always there. You never know when she is or when she isn't. And that's the scary thing about it.
Yeah, it's so scary.
I miss her, actually.
But back to your thing. Sorry. So did you give him some indication? Were you ready for that line of questioning?
Well, of course.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Step number one, I don't want to do anything. Step number two, broadcast would be awesome. Step number three, comedian. Step number four. Nah, I don't know. I just, I did testing and all that kind of stuff. So it was just to find out, you know, where your...
Strengths lie?
Makeup or your strengths or your personality and your whole system lies in, as far as what you should be doing.
Oh, I want to do that.
It's pretty cool. And once all is said and done, they said I should be working on the line somewhere in an auto factory.
Wow. They pinpointed it to that.
And I'm like, well, I've never tried that before, but I'm willing to do anything once.
They didn't say that.
No. No. Okay. My whole... genre is the arts somehow, so
your genre.
Yeah,
life genre.
Life genre. Maybe I'll be painting lines on the street for the rest of my life. So
better than snorting lines.
As far as last week's show,
yes,
we got all well. How you been?
No, you can't.
Let's bounce around a little bit.
You can't jump around.
How have you been? Okay, everything good?
Everything's fine. Honestly, my shoulder hurts.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah,
he wants the six-hour assessment.
No.
Let's right here on the the record.
It's on record on the Jabbercast.
And you've been back in business for a while now. How's the knee been holding out?
The knee's good. Every once in a while, cool. It just tightens up.
Okay.
It's like a little Charlie horse behind your knee.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Walk it off? Rub it off?
Rub it off. Yep. But other than that, everything's cool. Other than my shoulder, honestly, it's brutal.
Shoulder from a new job? Or?
Yeah, new job. Mm-hmm. Yep. Cranking. It's brutal. But anyway, what were you going to say after that?
Last week's show, we were so wrapped up with the craziness of the classic TV thing, and there's so many shows to go over and so much
that was crazy.
You know, a lot of input in such little time, and we never even did a jabber quote. Mm-mm. And we did no station IDs, no commercial breaks, nothing.
It was just a marathon.
And the volume of some of the classic TV themes was through the roof.
Really, I know. And you didn't even know. You just kept talking a little louder. You know, like,
it was pretty wild. You know, maybe we apologize a little for any of the craziness that went on. And if you missed BigJD.com IDs, but it was all in fun.
That's why you put six in a row on one show, because you're going to have none on the next.
We'll fill this right up with IDs after our intro here.
No, that's not going to be good.
No.
This week, what is our subject for?
We got a subject this week?
We have one every week. This one's a little more serious than last week.
Yeah. So there's no playing around for the rest of the show.
Oh, we can play around.
No, don't even smile. No smiling. Don't even breathe. Don't look at me.
chest out.
It's teens, babies, and unemployment. And you were kind of wondering how the unemployment kind of fits in there, but it's the teens and the baby thing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're unemployed, they're getting mother's allowance, and they're
welfare
and all that good stuff.
Is that good stuff? Yeah.
Well, it all depends, I guess. I mean, if you don't want to do anything with your life, you know, and there's probably kids saying, well, it was my fault. You know, I didn't ask to get pregnant, or I didn't mean to, or I didn't want to, or, well, you should have thought about that earlier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no thinking. When you're in that situation, it's usually because of a selfish act of some kind.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they look at it that way.
No.
You know, they don't look at it anyway.
I'm living,
man.
They
just look at it as I got to have that in me.
What, you're talking about the music?
I got the music in me. Yeah.
Who is that? What is that stuff?
I got the music in me. I don't know.
It's I got the music, I got the music, I got the music, I got the music in me.
Yeah. I can't, I can't recall who it is, though, but okay. Somebody like a...
That's pretty good. We stumped Big JD.
Yeah, well, we'll have an answer for you on the music show, because we have one coming up at some point in time through the next 2 years of show listings I have up.
That's great. I love that.
A lot of stuff up there.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including today's show.
Yeah, so...
When you were in high school, did you know girls that got pregnant and then poof, they were gone?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I knew some that were pregnant and that were still in school, though.
Really?
Kudos to them, I guess. And I don't know whatever happened to them after. I mean, you know, and they took their share of lumps, I think, and teasing and all the craziness. And, you know, whatever happened to them, I commend them for it now. You know, I was probably as much an idiot as everybody else was towards them.
Really?
Talk about the old high back.
That's a high back, yeah.
Good thing that shoulder's all right.
Well, that's interesting. When I was in high school, I don't think I ever saw any girls who got pregnant. I had heard about a girl who got pregnant, and then she was...
Nor did we impregnate any.
Not that you know of, anyway.
First of all, maybe who's at risk of teenage pregnancy?
Okay.
You know, like family situations with regular conflict between members... You know, there are a lot of reasons why teens might get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Rebellion, I think, is a big thing. Violence, sexual abuse in childhood. Yep. That thing just that kind of stumps me, you know? And it's like a vicious cycle or a circle.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and it's odd how that happens. Like, you'd think that maybe a young girl that's molested through her childhood knows that, you know, there's something's happened to me, something's wrong, yet there's a circle that goes around, you know?
Yes.
If things happen to them later, maybe, or something happens to their child, and you wonder how that happens.
Because here's my theory, is the girl, she's abused at home. She wants to get out of that situation. She wants to get away from that situation. So a lot of these girls will figure, if I get pregnant, this will put me in a new situation. Hopefully the man that gets me pregnant is going to take me away from here, and I'm going to be... happily ever after.
That's all wrong.
Yeah, and then what kind of man does she look for? Same kind of man that abused her. That's what she knows.
I think the authorities got to come in no matter what. And any young, molested, abused child has to realize that it's not their fault. That's, I think, the number one thing right there. You know, they think it's their fault, or they think they're being punished, or they think that it's supposed to be that way, maybe. If something doesn't feel right, it ain't.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of these, you're, it is a vicious cycle that these kids get into.
Poor school performance, family history, maybe of teenage pregnancies or early pregnancy, father's absence.
That's a good one.
All these things come into play. Low maternal education. What's going to happen if I put that in there?
Do you think that's actually common?
What?
Girls just don't know. You stick that in there and, well, that's okay.
Well, it all depends on how young they are. You know, if they're 4, 5, 6, maybe. Well, no, but I mean,
they can't get pregnant.
I think there's a possibility that, of course, it's a factor not to be shunned. Low self-esteem.
That's another one. Yes.
Yep. I don't feel good about myself. This guy likes me.
I'll do
when he really doesn't.
I'll do whatever he wants.
Yep.
And he wants to get me pregnant.
I don't care if he pulls my hair.
Pulls my hair.
How about pregnancy terminations?
What about pregnancy terminations?
Well, some statistics. 2000. I have some information. I don't think I have anything as up to date as now, but like say in 2003, estimated 84,000 induced abortions performed with women aged 0 to 19, representing like
zero.
Well, from very young to 19, right. Which is even 19's young, really too young to be getting pregnant, really.
You think? At one time, it was the norm.
Well, yeah, things were different back then, though.
And the father who fathered that baby was his father for the rest of his life, kind of thing, you know, for the most part. I mean, that was considered, that's the time you get have kids. But women had kids until they were 35, so they had like a house full of kids still.
But it wasn't the fathers weren't as irresponsible young adult men weren't as irresponsible as they are now. And I think, you know, things have changed. I don't think that the young people are as mature as, you know, I was back then. No, but I mean, as, you know, they were when our fathers were younger, you know, I think there was a higher maturity level than there is now. I think there's a lot of problems in the world today.
That's right. I agree. Kids who get more of what
there's they, another show, World Problems.
Well, that's what we're discussing right now. This is one of them right now. We think it's bad here. I bet you it's a lot worse in places like India or China, where there's, you know, population problem, where they literally don't have
extreme issues there.
They don't have any idea. There's girls literally 11 years old getting pregnant.
Well, they get married at 2 and 3, 13, don't they?
Yeah,
those are arranged marriages from birth. Some of them, Health Canada states young women from low-income families are getting pregnant at a higher rate than those from middle and upper-income families.
Yeah, because usually the people who have upper income or middle income that are a little more educated, and so they know better. There's knowledge. Knowledge is power, and you can make yourself better by
learning stuff. It's bad enough to be stupid and not have access at some point to economic security in your life, and then you get pregnant. And
now you're really screwed.
You just, what are you going to do? You're going to live off the province or live off the government, and you're never going to do anything.
No.
And there's probably a small handful that maybe get back to school or have the help of a parent or something, you know what I mean? But I'm sure not as many do than don't.
Right. That is another really vicious cycle. Once you start, you know, you get to a point where you have to apply for welfare or social assistance or whatever. And then once you start using this as your right, this is your income, and then you kind of base your life around that income. So you just get used to it, and it just self-perpetuates, and you never get out of it.
Health Canada also states that there's a growing space between the poorest and the richest people in Canada. So the poor seem to be getting poorer. I mean, there's not as much middle ground as there once was. So that makes things worse as well.
Sure. The middle class is getting poor. The middle class is on a race to the bottom. Did you hear about
there's a good race.
Yeah. Well, it's true, though. Did you hear about the particulars of the contract that Ford's gave in the States?
No. What?
the UAW agreed to buy out all the employee, any employee there that wants to take a buyout, and then they're going to hire new employees to replace them at $14 an hour.
Wow. So then they'll be mixed. Anybody that doesn't want to leave is still going to make their same rate of pay.
Right.
And then others are going to be making half the money.
Doing the same thing.
Less than half, probably.
That's good for morale, isn't it? Especially, wow. could be your kid.
Yeah. Your kid makes more than you, and then the father's self-esteem starts shooting down. He starts drinking like crazy, goes home, molests his daughter.
She gets pregnant.
And that's how, yeah. And then we're right here at Big JD and Lippo.
No, the kid's going to make less than the father.
Oh, right. Okay. Unless his father gets hired, you know, looking for a job, and the father gets hired at where the kid's been.
Yeah. That's not happening at Ford's anyway. But it's going to be interesting when that comes over here. But I don't want to change the subject. I know you got lots of resources in front of you as far as...
About 4 out of 10 girls in the United States will get pregnant by age 20.
4 out of 10.
About 1 million of them each year.
4 out of 10.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It's crazy.
That's almost hard to believe. That's
under the age of 20. And 20 probably still not, shouldn't be having kids maybe until they're in their early to mid 20s, I think, these days. Plus with the way that employment is, you know, you need some security unless they're hooked up with a guy that's, you know, got a good job, wants to keep the mother at home and have kids. And
sure.
Then again, it just seems odd. What's a 20-year-old going to, you know, I mean, she's going to take care of a kid or two at home, but I mean, to do nothing and not work, or I don't know if there's that many women nowadays that want to do that.
You're right.
Stay at home and not, you know, be productive in any way except to pump out the offspring.
Yeah. There are some, but not many, I don't think. I think the trend is for you to get yourself set up and then have kids later on in life.
Although I could be a stay-at-home dad.
Do it.
I wouldn't mind that. Would you do that?
Well, yeah. You want to get pregnant?
Were you offering?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a break and... No.
We could take a break.
Oh, the offer still stands.
Yes.
It's probably time, I guess, that maybe we took a break. So I think that's what we'll do right now.
Did we just listen to a bunch of...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
a bunch of... Every one of them said, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo. As if they didn't know. It's stated that as a result of this teen pregnancy epidemic, you could say, the United States now has the highest teen pregnancy rate in the Western world.
Really?
Higher than Canada. And that's probably because it's so cold here, nobody wants to take the clothes off.
I don't know if that's the reason, but...
How about the cost of teen pregnancy? That's got to be staggering. Teen mothers...
Cost of who?
Less likely to complete high school, less likely to get married, more likely to go on welfare, as we spoke about earlier, than their peers. And the odds are stacked against them.
Sure is.
Stacked against the kids. What happens to the kids? That's another important thing right there. It's not so much the mother, you know, but you got this little baby that's is brought into the world right on welfare.
Yep. So they get used to that lifestyle.
Yeah. And that's maybe how some of that vicious cycle starts, you know. Granted, there's, you know, there's a reason we have welfare. And sometimes, unfortunately, people need, you know, to take advantage of that. But when it's a situation like this, I think when they have, you know, no regard for themselves, you know, or the maturity level is not high enough to deal with, you know, what kind of a relationship they've got themselves into kind of thing. That's not good.
No.
You know, we're not saying it, you know, it's unfortunate if something happens to a young person in their own home. And that situation arises where they're, you know, moved out of the house and they have to go on some assistance and, you know, that kind of thing. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it may be more so set up for them. They don't have a choice because of what happened. But the people that do have a choice and can make a conscious decision, they need to.
So how do we make them do that?
So if there's a young girl sitting at home right now thinking, you know, I want to get pregnant and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo, maybe you'll think again. And we saved a couple of lives right there.
Saved a couple of lives?
Yeah, sure.
From happening, maybe.
Well, saved hers from going down the tubes and a little baby that's going to go no place in life. We just helped a whole bunch of people.
What about prophylactics?
Great for water balloons. They blow up huge.
They're big.
Yeah, and I need that. But yeah, what about them? I don't
you think that some education would be really good?
There's the education thing we talked about earlier as well.
Because I know my son, he's in grade 9, they're taking some real sex education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Birds and the bees.
Yep, that's what he's learning about, not birds.
Well, they found out that bees and birds do it together.
Like they're swingers?
Yeah, yeah.
Or are they stingers?
Stingers. Swingers with the stingers. Yeah, prophylactic.
Rubbers.
Condoms.
Did you wear rubbers on the way here?
No, I didn't.
It's not raining.
It wasn't raining, so I didn't need them. Goulashes.
Wait a second, honey. I got to put on my goulash.
Waiters. Hip waiter.
That's what you need. You need a big hip waiter before
Speaking
you
Speaking of waiter.
Yes? You need some...
No, I'm good right now.
Need some fresh tea.
That's got something in it.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just whipped the bag in there. I usually fix
it. V-bag? Okay.
I wonder what the percentage of women who are getting pregnant between the age of 20 and 30. You think it's the rest of them? I don't. I think if you're not getting pregnant, you're waiting. There's women waiting like till they're 40 years old to have kids.
How about physical and mental birth defects affecting babies born to very young women?
There is some correlation.
Something to consider there.
Well, what is the core? Then there's just like the women who have
kids. High rate of teenagers having babies is definitely a problem that demands some attention. But I don't know statistics on rates of
birth defects
problems. But see what I can dig up here. Let's see. Growing inside a mother is in a most dependent and often risky place. So
really.
And so in a young mother, you know, who's, you know, probably still smoking, maybe drinking, still eating McDonald's, you know, not...
Still doing crack.
Still got to take care of a... Yeah. Still smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
That environment is not going to be near as good as a mother that's, you know, taking care of herself while pregnant. Immature organ systems can result... Difficulty controlling body temperature and blood sugar levels, you know, with the eating and different things, the diet, mental retardation, risk of dying in early infancy. That's as much that's a high risk among normal weight babies, 5.5 pounds or more, mm-hmm. let alone ones that
are maybe
premature, malnutritioned, who knows what.
Sure. Yeah.
Future doesn't hold great promise for some of these babies, even.
Nope. It's so... What can we do? What can you and I do?
Just what we're doing right now. Put ourselves in the front line.
And educate.
And educate, right?
That's what we're doing.
That's who we are. We're educators. That's why we do this.
Looks like we should be educating the people in Niger a lot.
So if in the event something does arise for somebody, you got to get regular prenatal care from your doctor or clinic, and you got to eat properly. You got to stop smoking, stop drinking alcohol, any drugs. Unless prescribed by your doctor, those are things to consider. That if you are pregnant, so and I'm sure there's young girls that don't even know that. I didn't know I was not supposed to smoke. I thought I was pregnant. And I didn't want to say anything for months till my belly showed, and I've been drinking and smoking, and you know.
You think girls these days don't know? Honestly, there's a girl.
I'm sure there are some.
Hmm.
There's an immaturity level today that I don't know that existed years and years ago.
An immaturity level.
Yes. Well, or a maturity level that is lower now than in the past, I think. Whereas you think, you know, we should probably know everything by now. They don't. Teens are teens still, I think.
And they think they know everything.
They think they do, sure. I was just listening to something about them in, if I'm not mistaken, it was Colorado, not wanting now to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, remove the line and change the line. They no longer will do it at this particular school to remove the one nation under God. And while I'm not necessarily religious, I don't think that teens are capable of making that decision of what the country's all about or why or why not they should be saying that or not saying that or where it came from or why it's there why it's not there.
It's a form of brainwashing in a way. Get them saying it at a young age and then they don't even know what they're saying, but then as they get older, they...
Well, it may be a foreign brain, and they may doubt it at some point, and freedom of speech maybe can allow them to or not to, but at the same time, I think that I don't know that they're mature enough to make that decision at that age, whether they should be or shouldn't be.
Most
kids. It's not their decision to make, I don't think.
No. Not at too young of an age.
Although you're not going to find any help anywhere as far as, you know, removing it or leaving it in or the government doing anything about it or, you know, like having it changed or signing petitions or whatever, I guess. I mean, but I don't think that teenagers can just say, we don't want to do that.
Just no, because they don't want to do it.
We don't want God in it. They don't want to mix state and religion, but.
Right. Now, this is the. What is that? That where they say one nation.
One nation under God.
That's the
pledge, of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance. Yeah. I just heard about something like that, but it was nothing to do with what you're saying. As far as the pledge of allegiance goes,
but that's been on and off for a long time. And I mean, as long as everybody stands together anyway as a nation or a country, then everything's cool anyway. But
they don't. You think there is some form of national identity in a lot of kids growing up today?
I don't know that the kids have the smarts even to be as patriotic in many ways. But young adults, a lot of young adults do.
That's good.
But I don't think just a little younger, don't. Maybe you get of age to getting out of high school and that kind of thing and start coming into your own and you start realizing what's going on in the world and you're maybe understand politics a little more and
patriotism,
if I might say
patriotism. And I think
that too,
there's nothing going on as far as wars or whatever. Some really bad shit's got to come down before it actually hits home.
And it is.
You think something's
coming? That's on a later show, I think, though.
It's coming down, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, where is it, like, you know, in, let's say, the 50s, you know, there's a lot of kids grew up and didn't have a dad because he got killed or grandpa was in the First World War, or whatever. So it affected them directly. Mm-hmm. You know, why did he die for the country, you know?
Kids might have been a little smarter then.
You got to
really. Because
they were. Well, they had to face involved. Some hardships and deal with it on a personal level. Whereas kids today, it's everything's right there for them. You know,
yeah, boom, and they'll boom. Be the first to say, oh, we shouldn't be in Iraq, or we shouldn't be doing this, or we should be doing this, or we should just blow them up, or we should do, you know, and they just talk. They have no idea what's going on in the world.
Yeah, they're more full of ideals.
Yeah, than maturity of,
yeah,
and understanding and
understanding
rationalism.
Uh-huh.
So what about the pregnant teens, some of the characteristics that might arise with teens that are pregnant, we can move into a little bit as a little softer note, like what they might be feeling. You just learned that your teen is having a baby, maybe for parents, probably experiencing a wide range of emotions from shock to disappointment to grief, worry about the future.
Grief?
I don't have grief.
No, why would you be full of grief if you found out your daughter was going to be pregnant?
Just knowing that baby's going to have... Her mother's going to be your daughter.
Her mother, the baby's mother, is your daughter.
Is your daughter. Yeah. Yeah. And you may think that, you know, my daughter's so young and she's just stupid and she's, you know, and now you're grieving over this whole thing. Or grieving over a ill baby or a dead baby. Who knows? Parents might feel guilt.
Sure. Parents will feel, they will feel guilty because... Here's something that happened to their daughter that wasn't planned. And what could I have done differently to raise my daughter for this situation not to happen?
Right. And you start blaming yourself and that sort of thing. And then maybe start taking everything out on the kid and the kid's pregnant and that shouldn't happen either. And unfortunately, you don't really have a choice except to create a better environment.
That's what you got to do.
And if you need help and you need to talk to somebody, then just call Lippo. No, but you need to, you know, if you need to talk to somebody, then you have to talk to a professional.
For sure. But the best thing to do is to be supportive right from the word go. Don't leave any doubt in the young mother's mind.
Maybe even if you're not 100%, you're going to have to be now.
Yeah.
It's the child, I guess, the unborn child that is going to need the support.
Right.
And even unborn, I think it has to be a good environment for it because they say that they sense and they know and they... You know, right from the mother.
For sure.
So
if the mother feels at ease with the fact that she knows she's going to be all right, her parents are behind her, in whatever decision she makes, as far as having the kid or not having the kid, the child will be all right.
Yeah. Now, maybe what about the teens themselves? Were they feeling? Short time ago, they might have been more worried about the clothes they were wearing and who they're hanging out with and those kinds of things. Now dealing with morning sickness, the thoughts that they're going through.
Yeah, and then there's the hormones.
Scheduling thing. Prenatal visits.
Yeah.
What the hell's that? They never heard the word prenatal before.
No. But now they, they're right in the thick of it.
World's upside down for them.
Yep.
So they got to be going through a lot, and they're going to need the support of parents
right.
or somebody. Then, of course, there's the special concerns, like we had mentioned, the fetal death, high blood pressure, anemia, labor and delivery complications that all come into play there because they're going to have the kid.
Right.
And if they're not, it's a whole other story, I guess.
That's a whole different story. Do you want to talk about that story?
Let's talk about abortion. So how does that work? That's like the coat hanger thing or whatever?
Coat hanger. Well, this, that does happen. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that there's a lot of girls who don't want to let anybody know that they got pregnant.
Or there's their stupid boyfriend from high school that says, I'll just punch her in the stomach so hard that that'll be that. And it happens. You can't deny that that's happened. I'm going to kick her. And she loses the baby and everything's good for the guy, I guess. And then she's traumatized for the rest of her life.
And pretty much. And she'll never have kids.
Either that or she'll, after that, she likes to be kicked in the stomach. And that's can be an issue as well.
Yeah, that is an issue. Guaranteed. Getting kicked in the stomach and liking it.
Lifestyle changes has got to be huge. The smoking and the drugs and all that kind of stuff.
What do you mean?
For a pregnant, young pregnant mother, pregnant teen,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they're the ones that seem to be more frivolous and careless most of the time, I would think. If you were to look up statistics on that, it's probably teens or teen girls. And so there's huge lifestyle changes to make.
Oh, yeah.
For someone like that. And that's it's difficult. And nutrition, exercise, all that stuff. There's so many things to consider. And I'll bet even once they find out they're pregnant, they're not even thinking about that yet. Till they talk to a doctor or talk to somebody that knows. And they got classes to go to. And if they're trying to juggle school with that.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty rough, I think, on all this sadness. We ought to take a commercial break.
So where were we as far as talking about teenage pregnancy this week on the Jabbercast?
I wanted to move on to a little bit of discussion on young fathers.
Yeah?
They're not exempt from Big JD and Lippo.
We're not going to let them off the hook.
No, we're not. They've hooked themselves already.
I knew a guy who I jammed with. He got his girlfriend pregnant early, did the right thing, got married. Stayed with her, with the mother until the kids were, I think, like 14 and 16.
Then he bailed?
Then she bailed.
Oh.
Yeah. So she told him, scram.
I'm sure that sometimes it'll work, and I'm sure that in most cases it won't work.
Right.
But
they had kids. I was kind of jealous, I think, when we had our first child. Their kids were gone, done. You know, and he's really close in age to me. So there's that whole, wow, you're all done with that, eh?
You're just starting, yeah.
I'm just starting. Oh. So I know how he feels now, though. A little more freedom. But yeah, fathers of teenage pregnant girls.
Yeah.
No, fathers of the girl who's going to have the kid who was in the
mother. Yeah, you said it right the first time.
I don't know if I did.
So what image comes to mind when you hear the term teen parent? Chances are you visualize the mother.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that this whole situation warrants talking a little bit about the father. And it's funny calling them a father, actually. He's a young teen guy, got a girl pregnant, backseat of his car after prom, and now we call him a father.
Yeah, went right from...
A kid's going to be calling him dad.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right in most cases.
No, it doesn't.
You wouldn't think it is. All too often, it is assumed that... young men do want to be involved with their children's lives And I think that in most cases, they don't.
No. They feel they've all of a sudden been tied down. I think it's a natural thing for teenage boys to strike out on their own. They got to have some sense of freedom. That's their thing. You know, I got to go out and make my mark on the world, whatever that mark is. And this little blip on the map of getting a girl pregnant, that's not my mark.
I've also seen, though, that it's assumed that they don't want to be involved and do. You know, they feel some sense of responsibility. But I kind of beg to differ. I think that it's the other way, that they're scared. They don't want. Maybe after some thought, though, they may be a little more mature than the woman even, or girl. And probably what they start to think about is, well, now what am I going to do? Or maybe I'm going to have to work, or I'm going to have to, you know. The girl obviously can't think of anything like that. Oh, I'm going to have to get a job now. I'm pregnant. No. I'm going to have a baby. I got to go get a job.
No,
she can't. You can't do anything. I get government assistance and I play bingo on the weekend. Sweet deal.
Bingo all night, all yeah. alone, sitting by the
beer
telephone.
Money, bingo money, cigarettes. Cigars, cigarettes. Cigars, cigarettes.
well, so I don't know. I think there's got to be some guilt there, though. That kid, if he does abandon the mother, he's going to live with guilt for a long time.
If the kid abandons the mother?
The teenage father.
The father, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be guilt too. Yeah. Yeah, it's something you have to live with for the rest of your life. Even if they abort the child, that's, you know, something that you have to live with for the rest of your life, or that happened. And if you aren't with them and you marry somebody else, or you have girlfriends later in life that, yeah, I had a kid with somebody and we had a, you know, it's a big thing. Could play on the mind too. To some degree.
That's for sure. Can definitely play on your mind.
Perception exists that young men believe it is macho to father a child.
Ugh.
Look 6 in 10 teens believe a double standard.
Really?
Tells teen girls to abstain from sex when it tells teen boys that sex and pregnancy are not a big deal. Well, it's not a big, so she's pregnant, big deal. Or we can get rid of it. Or she's got to deal with it, not me. I'm not pregnant. My belly's not big. I can keep smoking, drinking, partying, shooting up.
Screwing other girls.
Yeah. Guys, even. Just doesn't matter.
Clean show. Yeah, this is what it is. Yeah. We're exempt.
That's right. Well, they know about...
it's the subject matter.
Same-sex things these days.
Do they?
Well, same-sex marriage is all over the place.
Sure. So if you're a guy and you want to still have fun, but you don't want to get anybody pregnant, just... stick to the same sex.
That's right. We're going to see more and more of that now that they've listened to this show.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Young fathers may have multiple barriers to parenting.
When they are?
Well, let's see. Programs aiming to serve teen fathers cannot focus exclusively on his needs as a parent. Fathers of all ages cite good intentions to be involved with their children. However, factors preventing involvement can include lack of money, poor relationships with the mothers and their families, incarceration perhaps, substance abuse, and their own lack of involved father in their relation, in their life.
Yeah. They're not ready. They're not equipped.
They have their own things that are, you know, standing in the way of this girl having her baby and the relationship between them, and it'd be a big mess.
It can be a big mess.
Sure. It will be.
Did you ever get into the situation where you thought you could have got a girl pregnant when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of myself. I remember, you know.
There was lots of times I was
She didn't have her period.
Scared.
And you're like, oh my God, she didn't have her period. I hope she has it. And you turn all religious and say, oh, please God, make her have a period.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to. Haven't gone back there for a long time.
You haven't gone back there in your mind, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is making me go back. I'm thinking of a couple instances where I...
Time's gone by.
Where I could have really been...
Where your life could have taken a different path.
Well, that's for sure.
And what would you have done back then?
You can't say what would I have done. I'm 44 now and I was, you know, 16, 17 back then.
What would I have done? What would we have done? We probably wouldn't be doing the show.
Well, we definitely wouldn't be doing the show.
Who knows what would have happened?
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, you can't look back, especially now that we're mature.
I'd like to think I would have done the right thing, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Me too. Split. Get out of town.
JD.
Young fathers do not have the same needs as young mothers, of course. We've kind of established that.
Well, yeah, their needs are minimal. Their needs are to get more poontang.
That's right. Dang, I got to find me a chick that ain't pregnant now.
Well, no, it's fun when they're pregnant still.
Wow.
Wow.
Not for a teenage guy who doesn't think anything of that.
You don't think so?
No, she's pregnant. She's just useless now.
Useless?
Yeah.
She can't get pregnant.
Well, hey, it's not a bad idea. So there's some education there for him.
That's right.
Stay with her.
Stay with her. Exactly. If I go somewhere else, I might get another one pregnant. I'm sure that happens. Guys out there just spreading the seeds left and right.
She needs you now. Go ahead and pull her hair.
You're into the hair pulling thing, aren't you?
Just this morning. My hair's getting long.
Oh, yeah. It's so long. I can almost grab it with a tweezer.
A tweezer. That's pretty neat. Like a scissor. A scissors.
It's a pair of tweezers, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, probably. Pair of tweezers.
But is it?
You would say, I guess.
It's a pair of tweezers.
But it's just one. It's a pair of tweezer.
Pair of tweezer.
Well, isn't that a little rascal? Tweezer?
Or is it a band? No, that's Weezer.
Weezer, okay.
Tweezer. That's a good
so,
name.
So we're getting near the end of the show. So we're going to take a little break and then we'll come back with a jabber quote, I guess.
Awesome.
Be nice to offer one of those this week as we missed last week. And we'll be back right after these fine messages. Yes, it's finally time for the jabber quote. Our apologies to Steve and Larry, actually, for last week missing the jabber quote, because they supply them. So we'll be making up for it this week with a few little goodies for you. But first, how can our listeners get in touch with us?
Did you just introduce the jabber quote? Now we're going into contact information?
Yes, absolutely.
You are all over.
I'm all over the place.
You're on the map. You're on ephedrine this morning, aren't you?
I may be. I may not be. I am.
Okay. I'm not ignoring. Got something going on over here.
So you can visit us at www.thejabbercast.com and you can go to our contact page there, and we have a My Chingo widget. And what's that all about?
You go to the contact page and you click the little send message and you talk into your computer and it automatically sends a file to Big JD and we listen to it and we can put it on the air and do whatever you want.
Yeah, send us a show topic idea. Send us maybe have a story on an upcoming show. You go to the schedule page and you'll see all the shows that we have coming up. And if you find something there that you got a story to tell and you want it aired, then use the My Chingo widget and we'll get your audio message. Or you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Awesome. So what's the jabber quote this week?
Jabber quote number one, brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of fresh condoms.
I was waiting for the used condoms.
No.
The usual. The young always have the same problem, how to rebel and conform at the same time. They have now solved this by defying their parents and copying one another.
That's true, yes.
That's a long quote.
And who said that?
Quentin Crisp.
Is that...
That's a chocolate bar.
Yeah, it is.
But Quentin Crisp.
When you're
by ready. Steve and Larry.
Now, what's the meaning behind that?
Well, the young have always had the same problem, how to rebel and conform at the same time. Young people are going through a learning process. And I guess that would mean learning to conform to the ways of the world.
Yeah.
There are a lot of rules.
That's right.
You know, to live by, I guess.
That's right. And if you don't live by them, you get cast aside.
Young people, teens, they have a need to rebel as well. That's their problem. They're faced with a
conundrum.
How do they rebel and conform at the same time? But of course, this person stating that they solve this by defying their parents and copying one another. So he throws a little
ching.
Yeah. Defy your parents to rebel, copy one another. Is that their conforming?
Yes.
Who knows? Here's another quote for you. Little children, headache. Big children, heartache. That's an Italian proverb, actually.
Awesome. And the Italians are...
Little children, headache. Big children, heartache. I guess that's how you got to say that.
That's right.
And...
Your big children...
Comments from a father. Little children, headache. Big children, heartache. And maybe they're not big enough yet, but...
My kids giving me heartache? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No, they're not giving me heartache.
They will. Just hang tight.
That's right. Once they get into relationships, that's when they're going to start giving us a different kind of trouble. Still headache. It's still headache right now.
I think some of the heartache comes when your kids are, well, it can be considered headache too, but heartache when you watch your kids doing things maybe that you don't want them to do, or they're not, you know, you're up so late worrying about them not coming home, stuff like that.
Right.
Perhaps.
Exactly. It's the worrying thing. When they start doing things that you can be worried about them.
Yeah, or once they start having kids, you know, there could be things going on there. That's hopefully not earlier than later.
Yes.
And one more Jabber quote.
Oh, okay.
Heredity is what sets the parents of a teenager wondering about each other. Heredity is what sets the parents of a teenager wondering about the parents of a teenager wondering what about each other.
There's the whole cycle of life thing in there.
Yeah. Like, oh, my wife's like this, and or the kid is. How does that work now, actually? Heredity is what sets the parents of a teenager wondering about each other. Because you're looking at the kid thinking, oh, man, it's.
Right.
Kids like this are doing this or going to do this, and that's got to come from her. And
you think about that a lot.
Yeah.
Where did they get that?
Yeah. Or at what point are they going to start doing this, which she does or he does?
Or he can't be doing that already, can he?
Yeah.
There's some of that in there.
My husband's a drunk, and just a matter of time before my kid starts coming home sloshed.
No, that's not cool.
So there's our three Jabber quotes for you today.
Wow, that made up for last week.
Yes, it did. Absolutely.
We got DJ Amy and Fuji Val 2000 on Yahoo here. And Amy had something to say about because she.
Yeah, well, we're out of time now. So, okay, I guess we could make a little room for it.
She was a teenage mother. DJ Amy was.
Uh-oh, am I in trouble for something here?
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay, she was a teenage mother, which is not always all bad.
No, it's of course not. She said she worked her ass off to support and raise her daughter. She turned out respectful and an awesome person. I wouldn't give her up for anything. I worked and then came home and raised her. It was hard, but I did it, and I did it well. I take offense to all teenage mothers being grouped together.
And that's a very important point that we should make, is that they all should not be grouped together. And as I mentioned earlier, though, that they really aren't. There's some instances where things arise, things happen, and the mother takes full control of the situation and is raises a respectful child or children. Even if it was not planned or whatever the case may be. But then there's, you know, the other side of the coin where
DJ Amy is the minority.
I would say she is the minority for sure. And DJ Amy, of course, the owner and manager at the WKBR studio.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just kind of curious. I don't know how old DJ Amy is, and I'm sure she's not going to tell me, but.
16.
She's 16. Wow. She had a teenage daughter.
But I can attest personally that she's a great person. So, and I know that she has just recently saw her son get married. So that's got to be a cool thing too for a parent.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I think you see things moving in the right direction when those kind of things go. I mean, you know, depending on the age of, you know, the parents and kids or whatever. But, you know, you raise your child's in a relationship with somebody. That's a good thing. It's positive. In most cases, hopefully, and then they get married, and that's, you know, I don't think people are necessarily getting married when things aren't good in their life, usually. So,
usually,
I mean,
yeah.
So it's all got to be a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it's definitely a good point to make that you can't group everybody together either.
No, but it is a phenomenon in this country, and in other countries, it's even worse. In like the United States, it's something that taxes the country, the resources of any country. I feel bad if I call it a problem because there's people like DJ Amy out there.
Yeah, but you do have to call it a problem. It's, I mean, you know, maybe for some particular people it was not necessary, but then again, maybe for her it was still a problem. It was hard, but my mother was young when I was born. She was 17 when I was pregnant.
Really?
But
there you go.
That she was in a relationship with my dad, and They got married.
He did the right thing.
I was born, and it was almost happily ever after.
Almost.
But, yeah. But, I mean...
That close.
You know, they my parents were married for 35 years, whatever, and two kids, and, you know, she was married young and probably not the most mature at that time. You know, it wasn't not necessarily planned.
No.
You know, so... But I think the young people are at that time were probably just a little more mature as well. And same with, you know, DJ Amy.
Yeah, I think
depending now on, it's a different story.
Yeah, I think depending on the situation, some teenage girls rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. And that's what they were meant to do. This is their thing, you know, that really...
The teen boy sure did.
Jeez. That's not the occasion I was talking about.
Oh.
Different occasion. So, well, that's interesting to find out about DJ Amy.
And what do we have coming up next week? Are you...
Am I what?
Prepared for that at all?
Well, I have to do something next week, so I won't be here. So, we're going to have a...
Okay, we may have...
Guest Jabber... No, I'm just
we'll have a... probably do a pre-taped show or something, if that's the case.
So, yeah, there's a writer's...
Going someplace special, or...?
No. There's a writer's strike, so we won't be able to do the show next week.
A what?
A writer's strike.
What's that mean?
You know the writer's strike in Hollywood. That's why.
That
okay. Saturday Night Live was a rerun last night, and they just played it.
Well, that's too bad too, because next week's show is going to be awesome. On Afterlife, what happens after we die? Do we really go anywhere? Heaven, hell? Will we be ghosts? Will we be reincarnated? Does our energy live forever?
That's two shows in a row.
You want to miss that?
That's not on the serious side, but that's cool. Afterlife, I'm all into that.
Yeah, but fun.
We didn't have a spirits ghost show already or a supernatural show.
I don't think that we did really. I think we might have had something on a little bit of phenomena of some kind maybe, but I'm not 100% certain, but we've thrown a couple in a couple of weeks. So in a few weeks, actually, we have another one that's kind of neat on ESP, but
really
let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Next week, November 25th, Afterlife. So you want to be tuned in for that, whether it's a pre-recorded show or not.
Right.
So I guess that wraps things up for this wonderful Sunday morning. I want to get out there into the sunshine.
Is it nice out?
No.
A little chilly?
Yeah, it's chilly. It seemed bright enough, I guess, but I got to beat the trains.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
See you later. Sold separately.